The tide. They are building a world, and the plastic is fading. Margaret and Eddie's buckets are split, pouring out the warm Atlantic as they race along the tidal flat, filling pools connected by frantically dug canals. Tommy squats naked and screams in guttural joy at the solitary horseshoe crab, donated by a stranger with a large belly and a huge smile. Charlie thrashes through the shallows, chasing crabs and impossible minnows. Emma is happy to let only the wind fill her net. Pipo steps warily and warns us sternly in his broken English to anticipate the massive toad lurking in the undertow. Kaylee stands far away, toes lapped by the edge of gravity. She is almost a teenager. I see her framed in a setting sun, stretching out her arms, holding back the inevitable tide.